Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown are made for Melbourne. The Chrissy, Sam and Brownie Podcast.
Nova. The gold Logie winner is...
Live from Crown, it's the 2016 Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Logie's After Party.
And we are missing the Sam part of that sandwich. He's off at Eurovision, but replacing him and delighting us is the legendary Tony Martin. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to be here. I just bumped into Ivan Milat out in the foyer. Sorry, that bloke who played Ivan Milat, I just saw him being put in a paddy wagon by Shane Bourne from City Homicide.
Oh, my God.
What's going on here? Do you normally do your radio show from a hotel room?
That's right. We do. No, we don't. We're normally in the studio. This is, of course, a special Logie's After Party.
Yes.
Did you watch the Logie's last night?
Still going, isn't it? Torture.
Was it longer than usual, do you think, Tony Martin?
The Oscars is wrapped up in about 2.5 hours. This was 4.5 hours, am I right? Plus an hour of frocks at the beginning.
I think you're right.
It made the Brownlow look like a rock concert, honestly. Because it just kept going and going and going.
Noni Hazelhurst had to stop for ads twice. That was a bit much.
Good morning, Melbourne. Tony is our fill-in for a week and a half.
Right, so.
While Pang is at Eurovision. And what a show for your first, Tony. We have the Gold Logie winner, Waleed, coming up very soon.
I'm just looking down the rundown to see if Richard Wilkins is here, because I said a very rude thing about him in a book recently.
He's not coming in.
This is some new Beyonce action formation on Nova 100. Conrad Sewell is coming up. Delta Goodrum. Do you know who Gamble Bro is, Tony Martin?
Are those words that you've just said?
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
We're here with Tony Martin.
Yes.
Logies.
The Late Show, the show I was on, won two Logies in 1994, and we didn't think we were going to win, so we sent Pete Smith, who listeners might recall as the man who said, "Sale of the Century."
Yes.
He's a voiceover man.
Australia's really most famous.
Mr. Copper Art for a few years.
Oh, my God, Copper Art.
It was too Copper Art.
I think Copper Art still make the Logies, if you have a look.
Confirmed.
But Pete went to the after party and lost one of our Logies and smashed the other one on the dance floor.
What, he's just dancing on the dance floor with your Logie and
That's right. But I was hoping he would be here this morning to be our Logies insider, because he told me that this was the first Logies where he was actually in the auditorium. Apparently his table was literally out in the corridor up until this year. And I mean, I don't know how they rank. How do they rank where you sit at the Logies?
Oh, I don't know, but there's definitely a rank.
What was yours
so
like?
I've been on table number one.
Right, yep.
1 year when I was up for the gold and four others. So that was table number one. 1 year I was part-timing as a hand for the cameraman up the very, very back. I was paying my way, you know, it was in sort of an au pair situation.
Oh dear.
Is there footage? And then today I was up closer because I've got two TV shows on at the moment.
Right.
So, it's just backwards, forward.
And no partners, of course.
Not unless you're nominated for the gold. Oh, so okay. Chippy has come once.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was very, I know, because Lockie Hume I saw was on table one. And Pete was right down the back. I think the Apex gang were on table three. I'm not sure how they actually work out who sits where. But so I have no Logies inside information.
I thought, though, it was very funny. Pete Hillier last night was the star of the show because, of course, he wasn't nominated. And Waleed was the gold Logie winner.
Yep.
And the whole night, they were just sort of, he was pulling the piss out of himself, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was Pete Hillier's show. Yeah, and I loved it.
Who was doing it? Because the comedy, I noticed Ray Martin. I wrote down a note. Towards the end, Ray Martin came out and had the best slip of the tongue of the night where he was talking about, knockabout characters and larrikins on Australian TV. And he goes, and they've always been irrelevant. Sorry, irreverent. And as he said that, there was a picture of Daryl Summers.
It was my absolute favourite moment of the night.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Do not adjust your sets.
There's nothing wrong with the picture. It's fair to say that I never anticipated I would win a Logie. I don't know. All right, so that means I'm a little bit gobsmacked, but I'm hugely appreciative that the audience has decided to throw me a bouquet in this way. Tonight, to know that when you've just started a new gig, and I'm the work experience kid, like I've been here 5 minutes, but when you've just started a new gig, to know that the audience has accepted you into their universe is the most wonderful feeling in the world. And I do not take that for granted, and I want everybody in this room to know that.
And here he is, Gold Logie winner, Walita Lee. Hey, everyone's loving your guts, Waleed, aren't they?
You might have to elaborate on exactly what you mean by that.
Well, you know, when you say, I love your guts.
Yes,
I know, they're loving your guts.
Yeah, it's nice to have your guts loved. It is.
It's nice to see that he's formally dressed as well, because normally Logie winners are staggering around in tracksuit pants by this time of the morning.
Yeah, well, they've done something very clever, and they've scheduled a TV appearance a bit later in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Right. So I kind of had to get ready at 5:30 for this thing,
yeah,
which is a complicated process. Not that anyone in Radio Land appreciates this at all, although it was nice of you to mention it.
I'm sure there's a webcam. That's right. Television,
multi-platform.
Were you truly surprised that your name was read out?
Yeah, but also I'd had 5 weeks of Carrie telling me at every available opportunity that it was already in the bag.
Right.
Did you spend time yesterday afternoon in the mirror practicing your Daryl Summers surprised face?
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't, oddly enough. No variety of Daryl Summers face did I practice.
You know how people say, if you could go back to any time in history, what would it be? I've just realised that the time I would go back to in history is all the nights that Daryl Summers won the Gold Logie and pretended to be surprised just so that I could slap him in the face when he did it. That would give me a lot of satisfaction.
Sorry, Brett, please.
I'm just interested. You're a solicitor.
Yeah.
How did you choose to go into media?
It was a total accident. So when I was a lawyer, I was writing a lot. So I used to get published. I suppose I still do, but I was writing for like newspapers. And then out of that, you know what media is? Media is just a conversation between different people who work in the media, right? And there's this ridiculous loop where if you're important, you're in media, and if you're in media, you're important, and you can never break that, it seems. Yeah. So anyway, once I'd started writing in the press, the ABC came along and started wanting to do radio stuff, and then that happened, and then from that comes TV. It was all a messy accident, basically. When I started as a lawyer, I just expected that was my life.
Yeah.
And what a miserable life that would have been. But that's what I was – none of this is planned at all, and I don't know what I'm doing next.
Well, the last time I saw you was at ABC Radio
when we
recorded a podcast with Ross Noble.
It's still one of my favourite things I've ever done in radio.
And I just remember for the whole hour you just looking completely confused. Who is this man? What is that voice? Why are there 15 alpacas on the escalator?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
If you can survive an hour with Ross Noble, you can do the project.
Do you know what? It's actually pretty easy because you don't have to say anything.
He's not ever going to pause.
No, there
is no interval.
You just welcome him to the show and you can nick off if you want. He will take it from there. So, yeah, I definitely remember that. It was one of the most fun things I've ever done.
But the thing about radio is, as you can observe here, you can just ramble on.
Yes, yes.
The times I've done the project, what people are perhaps not aware of is that you have an earpiece on.
Yes.
And I remember when I was doing the project, you'd be interviewing someone and you just hear a voice go, "Don't say that." Lose the next 4 questions.
Yes. I know. Or, Chrissy, go now. Go. Chrissy. No, straight to my lead. It's very...
Lies undone.
Yeah. I find if you just turn the volume to 0, all those problems go away.
You can just say whatever you like.
Look out. I'm letting loose now. That's what this statue does. It lets you break all the rules.
It certainly does. Yeah.
What about a few weeks ago when, of course, there was a bit of a meltdown at Channel 10? And remember, you lost all the audio and all the visual
lost
stuff,
everything, yeah.
And you had to just go live.
Yeah.
Just off the cuff. How's
it was basically
that?
The cameras and us. And Carrie had this fantastic idea. This is the brilliance of Carrie, people don't understand. She had this fantastic idea. She would read the news and we would act it out.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Is this on YouTube?
It probably is.
Yeah, I would say
because
so.
I instinctively, without thinking through the implications of this, just did a Michael Jackson pelvic thrust in response
to one of the stories. That.
And I think the gold was in the bag.
Yes. No, well, that's for next year's gold, right? Because it's voting and closed. But, yeah, that was made a GIF within about 3.5 seconds,
oh,
I reckon.
Of course it was.
But it was such a brilliant idea of Carrie to think of that. But then it occurred to me, well, of course she thought of it. Because it meant that she wouldn't have to do it.
Oh, of course.
So all she will do is read the news. Her job doesn't change at all.
No.
We have to be idiots. And we were successful in that endeavour, I think.
That was her revenge.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, I know you're a busy man and in demand. We had Shelley Craft on earlier and I asked her what her standard tuck shop order was when she was growing up. Can you remember what yours was?
Yeah, I reckon it was like a chicken roll.
A chicken roll, so chicken loaf?
No, no.
Oh, real chicken.
What the hell are you on about? No.
My God, but in the 80s, there was only chicken loaf.
Chicken loaf was something white people had.
Oh, okay.
I didn't.
So you had real chicken.
Chicken loaf was like, remember, manufactured meat?
Chicken loaf was something that I always wanted and was never allowed to
have. Yeah, see, I always found it odd, chicken loaf.
It looked like a bruise. It looked like someone's bruised thigh.
Yes, it does.
Disgusting.
Wow, how delectable does that sound?
I know, yum. I'll have it in a roll.
Thank you.
So you would have a chicken roll. Any extras? Were you allowed?
No, because extras. This was the 80s. They didn't do extras. You got what you were given. It was a roll with some bird in it.
You get what you get. Yeah. You don't get upset.
Exactly right.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Will and Ellie.
Thanks
what
for
a, what
you
a
guys.
Brilliant moment last night, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good on you, Eileen.
Collect your chicken loaf at the door.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
TV royalty has joined us. Sonia Kruger. Oh, morning. Morning. Sonia Kruger, just the epitome of all that is good in the world of television. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, I'm loving...
Tina Sparkle.
Tina Sparkle, no less.
Tina Sparkle.
That's
now,
true.
Hang
on for a second.
I don't know if I'm sparkling this morning.
You are.
Feeling a little bit shabby.
How the bloody hell does she do it? I just hate myself when I look at Sonia Kruger.
I promised myself I wasn't going to get all movie nerd on this show.
Yeah.
This is true. You were in Strictly Ballroom.
This is true.
Is that your only acting appearance in a film?
It is. Do you know why? Because I'm really bad. And after I realised I really couldn't act,
right.
I thought I'd better get a proper job. And that's how I ended up in television.
Really bad is no impediment to a film career.
Well,
I think
apparently not. Apparently not, no.
But is it, I mean, who is it? Is it you and the bloke from The Crying Game who have only done one film?
One movie.
Surely there's a comeback. Surely you've got to do an anniversary.
You know what, it's funny. When they first started doing Here Come the Habibs, the producers expressed interest in me playing that stuck-up, racist woman who lives next door. And a friend of mine said, well, it's not a stretch really, is it? Oh, lovely. That's just charming.
Beautiful.
I love it. Can we talk about The Voice blind auditions?
Oh, yes.
Because to me, it is like the best thing on television. I love it. I never get sick of it. You're in the back room.
Yes.
Does it get tedious out there a little bit?
It gets tough. It gets emotionally, it can be quite hard because for all the people we see that go through, there are all the people who don't.
Yes.
And that's really hard because you're there with their friends and their family and they're so excited to have them there. And if they don't get through, you can see that they're a little bit crushed at times.
Yes.
Right. So, but then you also get to celebrate with the people that do go through. Tonight, Adam Liddell's on the show, who's the boy who has Tourette's.
Yes.
And he is... extraordinary.
Does his Tourette's take a back seat while he's singing?
It does. It's like, and he's got quite severe physical tics and verbal tics, and so when he sings, it's respite.
Wow.
It's like he gets to have a rest, and he's just the most beautiful boy, and his family are divine. So
I'm going to love the hell out of that.
You are going to love it, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Claire Howe on last week. She was unbelievable in last week's episode.
Yes.
I'm a betting man. Growing up. If I was putting me money on someone, would you be tipping Claire Howe?
Well, I would say you need to wait until the end of the blind auditions because there are some extraordinary people to come. And I think as it goes on. And even towards the end, it gets really hard because the coaches' teams fill up and there are some really good people. So, you know, they kind of have to be strategic about who they take and when they
take
them.
Someone's gone too hard too quick.
Too early.
That, was it Ronan who got three in a row?
Well, he did, but he didn't get anyone. Do you remember that first night when Ronan was dropping names?
I don't know what I'm doing. I got to change my pitch.
It's tough. It's really tough.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Yeah, look, there's some funny stuff with Ronan too because the boys pay out on him relentlessly with his accent.
Has Cameron Diaz been around?
Not this series so far, but she might come out for the live shows.
I love that they're together.
Yeah, she was there at rehearsal last year, which was really...
how brilliant, how brilliant.
Are you taller than Ronan?
A little bit, maybe, but he's not...
That wouldn't be hard.
He's not teeny, Ronan. He's very cute. You know, like all the girls love him.
He's a handsome fellow. We're getting the wind up, but before you go, do you remember what you ordered when you were little at tuck shop? Did you have a standard tuck shop order?
Yes, and I think it was a sausage roll.
A sausage roll?
Yes.
And I love the winter menu.
And a chocolate paddle pop in summer.
And a chocolate paddle pop.
Yeah. How good.
Queensland summer. How good is it?
Bring in the sausage roll.
Sonia Kruger, thank
beautiful
you so
Sonia
much.
Beautiful Sonia Kruger. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast.
Made for me. Nova 100. Our special guest, Tony Martin, for Sam Pang while he's at Eurovision.
That's and right. Look who's rolled in, Peter Bloody Hitchener.
Oh, hello. Thank you very much for having me on your Logie Award-deserving breakfast show.
They don't do
Logies yet on Brekkie Radio, but they ought to because it's a really hard
gig. Well, they sort of do, Pete, but I won't cane you for your lack of research.
And,
it's all right.
Wearing a sort of James Brown one-piece, is that a Parisian knot suit? Well,
this is actually a well-disguised onesie, so, you know.
A Parisian night suit. Yes.
Well, we all roll straight out of bed to come to these events.
You look amazing.
Oh, in small doses.
How many Logies is this for you now,
Well,
Hitch?
My first Logies was before anyone in this room was born. My first Logies was in 1975.
Well, you're very
and I
kind.
I can't quite remember a lot about it, but then again, that's the Logies,
isn't it?
What
was it like in the 70s at the Logies?
Well, I think it was Southern Cross Hotel from memory.
Yes.
And Bert Newton was the host, as he always was in those days, and was very witty and very funny, and they brought out stars from overseas in those days. So it was, you know, it wasn't someone locally. It wasn't, you know, you didn't have a guest like Waleed Ali or somebody locally. You had somebody jetted in fresh from the United States from a show.
Don't you think that is that the first Logies last night where they didn't have obscure people from the States?
I believe so, but I think that was through no... you know, want of trying. They tried, but no one's touring.
Well, that's good.
So they
great.
Almost had a few people, but they fell through.
But remember, for years, it would be like, you remember him from hanging with Mr. Cooper? And you go, no.
Absolutely.
Even he doesn't remember that.
Even he didn't remember that walk on path, but he's here.
I'm trying to think of some of them now that have... they had, but I can't think of the actual name.
The guy from Dallas.
Yeah, the guy from Dallas.
Larry Hagman came out here.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, a big one, exactly. But, Sammy Davis Jr. Yes. But look, there were lots of them.
And people used to swear. Remember there was like a bloke from the Mod Squad who...
He swore. He said that the S word.
Don't bring your foul language onto this show, Peter Hitchener.
Let's just put it this way. It's another way of saying manure. And when he said it, it shocked the hell out of everyone.
Are you not allowed to say shit?
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, in those days, I don't think
you were. Someone told me. Now, last night, obviously, the night probably dragged on a little bit, Chrissy Swan. You'll support me when I say this.
Mind you, you were brilliant on stage. Wasn't she great?
She was magnificent. I thought she was terrific. Thank God she didn't go for the jokes. But she was very good.
This is harsh but fair. No, isn't it?
She's a very clever woman. But I got fixed on... when there was a couple of boring speeches, I got fixed on the audio cue. Yes. So some of the presenters read the audio cue, but it's from about 50 metres away.
So it is giant letters.
That's right. How would you go? Your audio cue's a lot closer. How do you go reading the audio cue? Well, have you ever had a big stuff
up? Yes, of course. That wonderful night when I was told, look, you don't need your glasses on set because we've got this new fantastic prompter system. It just can't die. It cannot go down. This is when we moved to Docklands. No. And in the first week, it died. And there I am trying to read my scripts without my glasses, looking like Mr. Magoo the whole way through.
Oh, my God.
It was the most shocking night. All the intros were about two words without actually any of the story to back them up because I couldn't read it.
Did you get a fit of the giggles or were you fury? Was there hitching a fury?
Oh, no, there's no fury. I just thought this is a bit embarrassing, isn't it? But, you know, these things happen. But it is amazing the first time you see a prompter at, say, a public event. I remember one year Barbara Streisand came to Australia, and I think we or in Nine in some way was involved with her tour.
Mm.
And I couldn't believe it. You know, I was watching her on stage. So we all had to go along, is what I'm saying.
Of course. Not,
yes. Watching her on stage, and I looked up in the background, and there I saw these giant words. And when she told us how much she loved being here in Melbourne, there it was written up on the wall behind us. I thought, she has to actually... I mean,
Babs, you filthy Babs. Liar.
Oh, Babs. No, it was just an aid memoir. It was just something that just helped her in those little moments when you think, where am I?
Did she sing You Don't Bring Me Flowers? That's all I want to know.
I don't know.
You never talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day.
Peter, I have to congratulate you. I think your best moment last night was when you snuck up on stage with the cast of Home and Away. What? Wasn't that great?
I've just wanted to do a soap all along. I just begged. I thought, oh, no, don't tell me. Xander's got the role I wanted in Neighbours. What am I going to do?
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Yes, it's the age of the aquarium. And I'm excited because tonight, have you been paying attention, returns to our screen.
Ah.
And I love that show and I love its host. And he's joined us now. It's Tom Gleisner.
Yes. Thank you very much. Lovely to be here. And may I say how professional the show is sounding this morning. I don't know what the difference is.
What do you think it could be? Have you noticed anything?
It's because, look, I don't know whether you're old enough, anyone in this room is old enough to remember when Tom and myself ran breakfast radio in this town back in 1987.
Indeed.
As Tommy G and the Fat Man.
I was six.
On Eon FM, which I don't think exists anymore.
It doesn't.
For good reason, Tony. For very good reason. Indeed. But it's lovely to be here at Post Logies. You've had a few guests stagger in and looking a little worse for wear.
I think they've been surprisingly fresh, Tommy, to be honest.
You should see the Today Show downstairs. That's shabby.
How's Carl doing? Is he all right?
Oh, the bright lights and makeup can help, as you know, Chrissy.
Have they got St. John's Ambulance on standby just out of shot?
There's oxygen there. Because some people do hit it pretty hard, don't they?
Yes.
The show itself doesn't finish till like midnight.
No.
I think Noni Hazelhurst is still going.
And there's still drunks staggering around. I saw the Sunrise cash cow completely off his nut and stampeding through the foyer. 14 injured, apparently. Although everyone got a prize, so
good to hear.
Swings and roundabouts.
The running of the bulls.
Wild
now, do you... Surely, Tommy, you'd have to agree with this. I'm trying to work out, I'm doing the numbers at the moment. Sam Pang's off for, what is it, 9 or 10 days?
I don't know, but
doing Eurovision. Eurovision goes for 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
And it's an off-Broadway sort of a show.
True.
I'm not sure. Is he taking the piss, Sam Pang?
When Brownie says off-Broadway, I think he means SBS, doesn't he? Yes.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. I think he claims he works very hard, but it does seem something of a joke.
Well, I'm filling in for him, so I'm glad. I know this sounds rude, but I'm glad you didn't win last night, because otherwise I would have had to get up on stage.
True enough.
He's got living with his missus for the next week and a half. It's a big job filling in for Sam.
Going to see Carlton play this weekend, are you, Tony? I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Is that football?
Get yourself ready for after filming of the Friday front bar with Mick Malloy. I think it gets pretty ugly.
Very, very shabby.
After that, have you got a spare liver?
And Chrissy, you were in the room last night. We were tables apart.
Yes.
You don't want to be too near the front at the Logies, because then you're sort of on your best behaviour.
Yes.
But if you're way up the back, you know, sitting next to the folks from Beacon Lighting, then you're...
I forgot where I was, and I was with Joel Creasy, and, you know, he brings out the worst/funniest in me.
Yes.
And Irene from Home and Away got up there to accept the award, and she goes, Home and Away is just like a feature film. And I go to Joel, the bloody hell does she know about that?
Yeah. Let's remember
that. Oh, my God, they got me. They got me on camera saying something mean about Irene. Yeah. What sort of a hideous person am I?
How dare you.
That was a great... And let's remember that not all feature films are good. So
worth remembering. Always the awkward moment at the Logies, the in memoriam package, where they acknowledge the people who passed away in the last 4 months, and people applaud. Oh, and it's curiously, are we saying... Thank God they're dead.
I know. I was thinking.
We're
what
not
is
thinking
it?
That, but
and then, but what about when people are quiet? Then is the reverse? Are they like, yeah. I'm glad. I don't care that you're dead.
I don't care enough to applaud. It's
like
an
don't applaud at all.
Often it's just I recognise that person.
Yes,
after
that's
four
what it
cameramen
is.
In a row.
Yeah, I was sitting. I was sitting next to Denise Drysdale once for an in memoriam, and at the we watched it, and she you know applauded all the people she knew, and then at the end she goes, "Oh, good, I'm not in there." She made me laugh. Hey, thanks for joining us, Tommy G.
Thank you.
We are so excited about having you been paying attention.
We are.
Coming back. We love it.
Indeed. We love doing the show. We're back tonight, 8:30, straight after MasterChef.
We will be watching.
Tommy, thank you very much. Sir Peter Hitchener has already been on, so I'm looking to tease that. Conrad Sewell.
Did you just call him Sir Peter Hitchener?
He should
Did
be nice.
Did that just happen?
He should Why be don't nice. We? No. The gold Logie winner is...
From Crown, it's the 2016 Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. I woke up a superstar. Logie's After Party.
And, oh my God, I haven't had my microphone.
Yes, radio uses microphones now.
That's your cappuccino, Chrissy.
Oh my God. I'm just talking, I'm like, I can't hear anything.
She just thinks that radio's like Wi-Fi. You'd just be picked up anywhere in the room.
Oh my God. We welcome to our after party, the amazing Conrad Sewell. Band's hands together.
I think Chrissy had a big one last night. Not getting the microphone.
I think so.
What an idiot.
Don't say that about our guest. I have to congratulate this man because I think the best obscure TV reference on the Logies last night was your jacket. You were wearing the famous jacket worn by Patrick McGoohan in the 1960s spy science fiction series The Prisoner.
What are you
Nerds
talking?
At home know what Wait, I'm talking about.
Well, thank you for that.
That was the jacket from The Prisoner. You had it on.
I thought you were going to say I was the performance of the night or something like that. No, Mr. Magoo's jacket.
Mr. Magoo's jacket. Okay.
Oh, Magoo. You've done it again.
Well, I'm glad you liked the jacket.
That was thank great.
You. Conrad Sewell, I have to confess that I missed your entire performance because I was in a lockout.
What were you doing? Well, that is terrible how they lock the doors and you can't get back
they
in.
They locked the doors and they. I didn't even want to leave. I didn't have to go to the toilet or anything, which is a to-do with two sets of Spanx on, let me tell you. But I had to go and present and then they lock you out and so I missed it.
Oh, well, that's
so
all right.
Take me through a blow-by-blow explanation of what you did.
It was a magical performance that was at the beginning of the night, so we still had people's attention. And
what song did you sing?
I sang Remind Me, which is like my new single. And it shot it straight back up to the top 10, which is good. Come on, Chrissy, it's what time is it in the morning?
Sing it a little bit now. Just hum it then, hum it.
Come on. I'm not going to sing
I'll support,
it.
I'll support you.
Right, oh, no.
How does it go?
It's his new song, so
oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Come on. Well, that's a missed opportunity for you, Conrad Sewell.
What about...
Come on, don't make me Conrad, do that. It's too early.
2004, Australian Idol. Yeah. You didn't even make the auditions.
Yeah.
Surely you would have just shut up shop and said, I'm bloody hopeless. I'm no good. But you've come back to turn into a music superstar.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was always... I just wasn't even ready for that show. Do you mean? I just thought... I think I could sing one song all the way through when that show just came out. I was like, oh,
what song
right,
was
go
it?
On that.
What song was it that you it could was, sing all the way through?
It was a Craig David song.
Yeah, great.
So, which is cool because actually Craig David's on my
Took
album.
Took for
now.
A drink on Tuesday.
It was that song.
We make love on Wednesday.
It was that song. And I actually just wrote a couple songs with Craig David and he's on my album. So it's kind of a bit of a
How
a funny
cut
thing.
Is Craig David? What's he been doing? He's been living in a gym.
He lives in Miami and he just pretty much pumps iron. But he's the sweetest guy I've ever met. In the industry,
he looks like a lobster,
such a
though.
Legend. Yeah, he does.
Who is the least?
He literally eats chicken broc in the studio while he's writing tunes.
He looks.
He makes me feel real bad about myself.
He looks unrecognizable. I hate people that make you feel bad about yourself.
I mean, what body wise? Yeah,
just,
of course.
You know, food wise.
Go eat a burger, man. Seriously.
No, there's no way. It is kale and egg whites only for Craig David.
I'm not into that.
Swan, I got in late last night and I heard Delta Goodrum because apparently she got a bit, you know, party-like and dragged this guy up and they smashed out a song.
Oh, my God. What did you sing with Delta Goodrum?
we sang my song, Start Again. She, like, grabbed... We were leaving and we she saw me in the hallways and she loves that song. So she's like, do you want to jump up? Which, and you know me, never miss an opportunity to jump up and sing, apart from when it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Unless when I ask you.
I saw the footage of that. I think it was compromised by the 10-minute guitar solo from Peter Hitchener. Don't you think? That was uncalled for. It's just everywhere.
That was great.
Smoke bombs. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, Conrad, I want to ask you a question. You live in Hollywood, of course, now.
Yeah.
You are an absolute superstar. What's it like living in Hollywood as a young fella? Is it like the Entourage movies where you have all these house parties?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit is. I'm a big Entourage fan, actually. So I don't have my boys with me like Vinny does. But yeah, there's definitely some crazy parties. I've been to some parties where there's like midgets serving you and mermaids in the pool. And
that's not a politically correct term.
What's the best party story?
Midgets.
Little people.
Little people, sorry.
No midgets here.
The best party story was we were in this house, and it was a house that you can hire in the hills, and Bieber hires it. It's like a party house, yeah. Right? But the whole roof is made of glass. And it was about 5 in the morning, and I was sitting at a piano with a couple of girls, and all of a sudden we just hear the biggest bang, like a bomb had just thing off, and the roof just shatters. And I push the girls underneath this piano, and a glass roof closes in, that you should hear the noise that makes.
It's a lot of trouble to get to when under a piano.
And everyone's just down on the floor.
And then the cash cow crashed through it.
Conrad, the midgets did not know what to do.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
Yes. We are very delighted to welcome the tip-top and surprisingly fresh-looking Campbell Bro from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Thank you. Overcompensating this morning, for sure. Like, got the false eyelashes on. Very late morning.
So it's 20 past eight now.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, really.
When did you get up to put yourself together to look like this?
Well, I was supposed to get up at 6, and I texted the makeup artist and I said, no, make it 7 and we'll just rehash what I had on last night. So basically I've put a few patches on. Janet kept me up till 4 a.m. and, yeah, that's pretty fun.
What were you doing at 4 a.m. with Janet Roach?
Oh, running around. Like running from the 9 party over to Channel 10, which is just in the other hotel, and that was pretty hilarious. She's quite good fun. She's like a Barbie on acid. She's.
Did you hit the dance floor? Did you hit the dance floor last night?
Yeah, we were dancing at 4 a.m. and then I said, "Look, I've really probably got to go to bed."
Horses? Did horses make an appearance?
There's horses there.
Darryl Braithwaite.
I don't know. I don't know who anyone was, really. They're just all familiar, and I'm like, whoa.
This one. She's dancing. It's ringing a bell.
You're riding on the horses. Yeah, yeah.
Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up.
Oh,
hang on. If we go for another 10 seconds, Darryl Braithwaite gets a dollar.
Campbell.
No, he probably earned it.
Campbell, lots of scandals. Chick Keyboard has said that she's leaving the show. And
I'm surprised she stayed as long as she did, actually.
Me too. The rumour is that she's got a new show. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I've got a feeling that something's happening. I think we've got a bit of, is it Martha Stewart?
You know,
something cooking there.
So maybe something on the Lifestyle Channel for Foxtel. I think she'd be good on that.
Yeah, I think she'd be amazing.
Last night, I just want you to explain to me, Jackie said, I punch with my words. I just want to know if you can possibly explain what the hell that means.
Well,
I'll punch with my words.
Take a photo of that.
She was on fire last night, actually. And
what does it mean?
Is it me?
What does it mean?
You want me to decode that one? I'm not sure. Probably that you're.
You don't know is the answer.
I don't.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm still asleep.
You're doing so well.
Thank you. Just prod me.
Gamble, do you ever go into the episodes before filming, say, right, I'm going to punch on with Chica or I'm going to punch on with
Lydia? You arm up because, sometimes you feel like, it's an ambush. And when you go to a lunch, you get, go to a lunch with, say, Chica and Janet, and you go, oh, okay, this might be. So you just arm up with gossip and you slam them back.
Ooh.
Yeah, and like most of the stuff doesn't get aired. I mean, the stuff that has gone out on that show, there really actually is some crazy stuff out there.
God, I'd love to see all the offcuts.
Gamble, thanks for coming. I know it's early. Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you for having me.
High heels and jeans. It's casual Barbie today.
Well, thank you very much, but let's talk about the guest.
The Real Housewives of Melbourne reunion special, 8:30 p.m. Sunday, May 15 on Foxtel's Arena.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
I have to say, I'm sorry, I've never seen the Real Housewives. I didn't know who they were, so I said to a producer, who are the Real Housewives? And he's gone, Chica, Keyboard, Pettifer, Berenger, Campbell, Bro. Okay, what are those words? Is that even... That's just a random series of noises.
It was just letters, wasn't it?
Does everyone have a mad name?
He was reading an eye chart.
Yes. Look at this. I don't know if you saw this in yesterday's Herald Sun. They had a photo spread of all the gold nominees.
A double pager.
And there's Waleed, and it says, Waleed wears Hugo Boss.
Oh.
Then you've got Grant Denyer. He's wearing politics. And then it says, Scott Cam, and it just says, his own suit.
That's the way, Scotty.
Which presumably he's just knocked up himself from chipboard and bailing twine.
And it'd stink of a sneaky gasper, you know, old Scotty Cam.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
It is no secret that one of our favourite celebrities here at Chrissy, Sam and Brownie, now without a Tony Martin, is Delta Goodrum, and we welcome her to the show right now.
Thanks for having me.
Delta, I'm loving your work on The Voice Blinds.
Thank you very much.
I'm loving it. I was reading today in this TV week.
Here we go.
You will not be intimidated by Jessie J.
It. Oh, Jessie says I'm over it, not me.
Yeah, Jessie says she's over it. But you say you won't be intimidated.
This is true.
Is it by her outfit or her nails? What won't you be intimidated by?
The nails are epic. The nails are epic. She's always got good nail game.
She does. What's going on between you two? Come on. Tell Chrissy.
You know what? I feel like we're in a new season and it's all good. We're having a good time up there. You know, I think we established that we're clearly different women.
Yeah.
We run our races differently and that's totally cool. We kind of accept that she does her thing, I do my thing, and we're having a lot of fun actually. Like, so you'll see on the show, like when you watch it, it's like we're just all having a laugh, you know.
I think the main difference is you are like Glinda. Right. And she is like Elphaba in Wicked. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you are everything that is good and light, and she's sort of fierce and scary.
Is that Wicked, the Broadway?
Yeah, Broadway musical.
I remember going to that on the honeymoon in Broadway.
Did you?
It was the longest 2 hours of my life.
So either way, with Jess and I, we both lose for you.
Yeah, that's right.
We both lose.
Can I just ask, you're talking about the blind auditions. Yeah. Is there any sense that you're getting to the bottom of the barrel? Because, you know, there's only a limited number of people in Australia to choose from.
It's a totally fair question, but I've got to tell you, like, on tonight's episode, for example, there's this young kid called Adam who cannot watch without...
I've seen the ads for that, but I've also seen ads all through the Logies for Britain's Got Talent. You're going, have we just...
What?
Is there no more talent in Australia?
No, you know what? There's plenty of talent on our show, I assure you.
The people at X Factor have got their fingers crossed, let me tell you, mate.
Surely we're getting down to the bloke with the gum leaf and someone playing the spoons.
You know what? Look, I swear to goodness. Well, you know what? That's next year's run for us.
Right.
But I honestly thought the same thing. And I heading into the blinds, I was like, I wonder how we're going to go again this year. Like, what type of artists are going to find? Because the Voice really work hard at, like, you know, finding those amazing talents around Australia who are, you know, they audition a lot, they sort a lot. And I remember sitting at the blinds. I'd just come off Cats straight out, and I'd sort of had come from such a busy run. We hadn't stopped from last season. And I was like, had no kind of clue how the blinds was going to run. I just stepped straight into it. I was like, all right, I'm just going to stay open to whatever's going on.
Yeah.
And we would turn around, and I'd be so intrigued by every person. It was a very interesting. I was more fascinated because our amazing EP Lee had just found all different types of music. Like we have opera, we have hip hop, we have everything kind of on the show, and we haven't had that before.
I could watch the blind auditions every day for the next 10 years.
Surely it's only a matter of time before you turn around and it's just a bloke with some cymbals on his knees.
Look, it could be.
And a bass drum.
Look, you know, then I'd hope they'd be on my team because that sounds like a real talent.
It's Leo Sayer in his one-man band.
What's the main thing you listen for when obviously they're playing the auditions in The Voice. What's the main thing?
For me, you just listen for a voice that you want to work with, like something that you actually love, that you have to kind of look past sometimes how nerve-wracking it is for them, and also see who has... You can hear little things, like even little tricks of, oh, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that was okay, or they fall off, or you can kind of hear... We know, like, little tricks that they're trying to pull over or little swoops, and you go, all right, I can hear, like, I got you, you're in, I got it, you know.
I love the deluded ones the best, and we have to wrap things up, we're getting the wrap up, but one of my favourite quotes was all the way back at Australian Idol, which was, like, the, you know, the first show of its kind, and this girl auditioned and she was dancing and singing and Dicko and Holden, so I said, no, sorry, and she goes, what are you looking for? The voice mainly. It was like, right. yes, we are. Hey, your new single, Dear Life, you performed it last night at Logies.
I did.
It's amazing. We love it. We're playing it. Go and buy it because it's Delta Goodrum and get behind her.
Thanks for playing it.
One more of those.
What are you looking for?
What are you
the
looking
voice
for?
Mainly.
There it is. Delts, Gooders, your two main nicknames.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Yeah, so I just had to explain to Delta Goodrum that I was the person who explained to Brett Easton Ellis, the author of American Psycho, who she was.
Remember how did that happen?
I was at the Byron Bay Book Festival and he just came up to me and he just went, are you Australian? I went, yeah. And he goes, who or what is Delta Goodrum?
Oh, my God. Why does Brett Easton Ellis want to know? I'd be nervous.
He'd heard people talking about her on a plane. And then
what
he became,
or who?
He became obsessed with her and then was stalking her on Twitter for some time.
Oh, my God.
If I remember. Jeez. But that's got nothing
terrifying
to do with our guest. It's very rude of me.
No. Our beautiful guest.
Yes. It's the man who we are connected by Sam Pang because we were both guests on the, is it the least watched TV show of all time, Matt Preston?
I believe that ADBC actually broke some records at SBS even.
It was shot in a shed in St Kilda. And it's the only time I've been on a game show where you're in the middle of the game show and the floor manager goes, can we stop? There's a plane. Wasn't soundproof.
Oh my God.
MasterChef 8 years, never soundproof. We were by Sydney Airport for 4 years and now we're by Moorabbin. So that is very common.
Yeah. How did how did Sam Pang recover from ADBC? That's what I'd like to know.
I know. I think people just forgot about it because no one saw it. So basically, if you're going to fail silently.
That's right. Now, I a big top, if we can just stop with the Logies for a second.
Sure.
Your dad was some kind of naval historian, am I right?
Yes, he was.
What would he have made of the Boaty McBoatface scandal, which has been going on over the weekend? People
great
are aware
question
of this.
Great question.
It was, for people who don't know, it was the British government were trying to think of a name for a new naval vessel that was going to the South Pole. And the
I was thinking like, you know, Elizabeth Regina or something.
But the,
you know,
the vote, the 124,000 people voted for calling the boat Boaty McBoatface. And
it won.
It won, but then the government decided it wasn't good enough, so they're calling it the RSS Sir David Attenborough. Oh.
But isn't that what's great about public votes, is that you give people the chance to muck around, and
right,
in great numbers they will, and Donald Trump is obviously the proof of that.
Are you saying that? Are you saying that Essie Davis actually won last night, but they gave TV Week gave it to Waleed?
No way!
That was supposed to be a
no
joke,
way,
guys.
Gee. Gee, you leave Waleed alone.
News.com. There's
actually,
the headline.
Uh-oh. That was supposed to be so funny. Are you guys serious that you think... Anyway.
No, you were serious. No, I could see that look in your eyes.
Yeah. It was so absurd. Yeah. Are you that threatened by Waleed Ali that you can't have a joke?
No, we love Waleed Ali. We're defending him, actually, is what we're doing.
We love him.
Yeah, I see hashtag Chrissy is racist is already trending. Well done.
Now, he wouldn't have been out till 4 a.m. because another one of the, one of the great Australians of all time, Matt, you were with at 4 a.m. I made the smart decision to leave at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Shane Warne.
Yeah.
He was on fire last night, Warne.
Oh, I just bumped into him. He is one of the most charming men you could ever meet. And Tony and I once spent a very enjoyable afternoon in a pub trying to beat a trivia machine with
him. It was for another radio show that's rubbish. We won't mention it. But a bunch of us were employed, experts in various fields, to beat a trivia machine in a pub. And you were the expert on history.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for movies. Shane Warne was there For texting? What was his?
No, no, it was sports.
It was sports.
And he turned, and he was an absolute genius.
I would have done music really well if anyone was.
I think Julia Zemiro was there, but none of us could beat this machine.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible.
Very embarrassing.
Shane Warne is a funny creature. I met him for the first time last night. Mate, he is like a rutting goat. He is on the make all the time.
Last night?
Yeah, he was.
He's on the go.
He's like a machine. Like he scan. Like a red light comes out.
Which is not like any other bloke I've ever met.
No, he's more overt.
But he is the master.
When he looked at me, I actually heard.
Would you say though?
Heard it coming out from somewhere.
That is a good point. He's on the go though, but I would say
he's on the go.
In terms of sporting personalities, in all round personalities, he's one of the most down to earth celebrities you'll ever meet, mate.
Yeah, him, Adam Gilchrist is another one. They're both very fine people to have a quiet ale with.
As are you, my darling. Congratulations on MasterChef. It is brilliant again.
Thank you very much.
Rating well. You are heaven. We love the show, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to see you all.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
Congratulations to all the Logie winners, although I have to say I always vote every year for Can We Help on the ABC with Peter Roseland. I'm not even sure if it's still on.
It's not.
Is it not still going?
It's not, but I loved it too.
There was a great moment when Craig McLaughlin threw to a clip of when he won the Gold.
Is that what you call a great moment?
No, it was great because it was from 1990 and you saw him run up on stage and accept his award from John Travolta and Con the Fruiterer.
That's I what know. I was like. First thing I said was, oh, my God, it's Con the Fruiterer and John Travolta.
I actually worked with Mark Mitchell on the show Upper Middle Bogan.
Yes.
And I got to direct an episode he was in. And I remember the day before he came in, I had to give a stern lecture to the crew not to drop into Con the Fruiterer impressions.
Really?
While
doesn't
he
like
there.
It?
Because if, well, I don't know if, oh, no, I think he'd be fine about it, but for like an entire week before he arrived, I'd always be, how long is it going to take to light this shop? And someone would go, a couple of days.
Oh, it must get tedious. That must be the downside of creating an iconic character.
Well, you did earlier in the show. What was that catchphrase you came up with?
What was it?
What was the housewife one?
What are you doing? What was that?
I can't remember either. It was so long ago.
It was like,
oh,
here come the kebabs.
It was here come the kebabs.
The kebabs.
Here it is. What are you looking for? The voice mainly.
Is that going to catch on? Is that a catchphrase?
What a show we've had, guys. Any final thoughts on the Logies as we go?
See you next year. It's my time to shine. I love the Logies. And I bought a new pair of Diana Ferrari Super Softs for the event.
What did you?
That I hope to trot out next year as well.
Maybe year's Logies. Tonight's show will be actually finished. It's still going.
Don't you love it when Jimmy Barnes was singing, I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. Yeah. Everyone's going, won't be long.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova.